Listen, Dr. Bedrin, I've been asking a colonoscopy report of patient Michael Quintana. The patient was patient with anemia, ulcerative colitis on 1.2 gram mesalamine twice daily. Physician who back to see on the cell, Dr. Patient on the ship, love this, of course, on the she received his biopsy and colonoscopy. His biopsy is from the lupus, he did get his colonoscopy, procedure and practice of the patient. Patient played a chief or carry past the first half of the surgeon, drinks the power, but one second of the exactly, if you're doing this, on the patient biopsy response to several of the cities, and trash over the entry, bodies move now. Not part of the Keep them right colon biopsy, we're taking a max inflammation. Transfer colon biopsy, we're doing a max inflammation. And descending colon microscopic inflammation. And the sigmoid colon biopsy, we're taking a microscopic inflammation. Rectum biopsy, we're taking a max inflammation. But otherwise, no evidence of any ulcerative colitis on the colonoscopy view all the way from rectum all the way to the term ileum. Then the patient in Tolham, number one. Gross mesophagic number Z line, number 2, also moderate because gastritis, number 5, number 4, 3 will be gross mesenchymal durum, number 5, colonoscopy cecum and terminal ileum, adequate prep, number 7, no evidence any colitis, proctitis, ileitis, but randomized, we're taking throughout the colon, microscopic inflammation, these biopsies were taken segmentally and then sent in separate jars, number 4, continue the mesalamine, 1.2 gram BID, away from the biopsies, patient needs to have an IBD panel to confirm the patient on a history of underlying ulcerative colitis. Then include fecal calf protection. Advice is to have a small system with a suitable 5% preparation and 7% flip and nutrition. Please tell the cavity patient primary care provider and Jeffrey Carr and copy to Dr. Padam Sethi. They have procedures February 12, 2022. They have February 12, 2022. Patient, thank you.